Welcome to In the Middle With You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the counselor here, and I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal, and we are coming at you with some community updates.
We are. We're back for, I think this is episode 4.
Yeah.
Wow. Five.
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 Strong start.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
Ooh, ooh.
Staying alive.
Parents, we need to video this so that they can watch what you two do.
I know. There's a lot that goes into this.
We said we weren't going to sing.
We weren't, but I had an opportunity and I took it. So community updates this week. And if you guys haven't figured it out, we're going to be in the book of John in chapel.
Yeah.
So we have our teacher of the year bringing the word to us this Thursday. It's Mr. Langness, and he's going to be reading from John 1, 31 through 51. Mm-hmm. We really want to encourage you to look at these scriptures with your kids. Ask them about what's being said in chapel and how they can apply some of those things, or what's making them curious about the things that they're learning. We try to do that.
In that set of passages, the title of that message will be Jesus the Inviter.
Jesus Ooh. The Inviter. That's awesome.
Catchy.
Invitation. Mm. So ask your students about that. That sounds super exciting. Want to get on some routines that we have, I'm not going to say mastered, but we're doing them.
I'm seeing a lot of progress in Me these too. Routines. Let's talk about carpool. We're showing up not just on time. We're showing up early.
Early. 7:45. Mm-hmm. And guess what happens when we show up early? We are at ease going into class. Mm-hmm. We get an opportunity to socialize a little bit. And we settle into the day. And we jump into our first five, which sets the tone.
Yes.
First five is something that you do not want to miss. You want to be here for first five. We start with the Word of God every day, and we pray over our students, and for our day. It's a beautiful way to start the day, so make sure you're here for that.
And in some cases, we pray for you parents as well.
Also.
Always.
You're part of our community.
Mm-hmm. They're getting out of the car in uniform.
In uniform. Top to bottom, we look crispy as in school. We're ready to go.
We're ready.
I mean, everybody is doing so good. So at the beginning of the school year, I promised the students that if 90% of our student body was in uniform, we would discuss some type of Spirit Fridays or some type of jean wear. And we got to let a couple more weeks go by before we can jump into that. But we are on target to make that happen. So we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. And sports is getting going. We've almost done with tryouts. We're in the thick of it. Come support the Lions. Any capacity. If you have a kid, come support them. If you don't have a kid, come support them. It'd be really great to have other students supporting students. We want to do that in our community.
Map testing. Talk to us about map testing.
Oh my gosh. I know your students talk to you about map testing and they love it or not. But map testing is really important because it's how we evaluate where your student is academically. So we do that 3 times a year, and map testing is really important. So you want to make sure your students are here, fresh, ready to go. Pack some extra snacks because lunch is extremely late during map testing. You want to eat almost a full meal at break. I know I do during map testing. It's crazy.
Why do we do map testing?
Map testing, it charts our growth academically. It charts our students' growth, and we also have a program called IXL, which we use to reinforce what we've already learned and see where we're progressing. So it pushes your student and it also reinforces what we're already learning. So that program, we use that during personal responsibility time, which we have twice a week. So those things, that's what we got coming up.
Lots to look forward to, but the routine is just feeling good.
It's feeling good.
Feeling good. All right.
Map testing is September 16th. You got to know when it is. We talked all about map testing. It starts the 16th, and it usually is about 3 days. So it'll run through the 18th.
Perfect. I got a little too eager because we have a special guest on the pod. If you've heard his voice already, we have the one and only Mr. Mo joining us on the pod, our middle school spiritual life director. This week, we are going to finish up our series by talking about middle school norms when it comes to spiritual life. Here at Oaks Christian, we have the very unique privilege of caring for your students' spiritual health. And who better to chat about that topic with than Mr. Mo? He is the one captivating our kids from the chapel stage, walking the hallways, and engaging in web-to-web holy handshakes, which Amen. I'm sure you'll hear more about.
Like Ask those. Your students about that.
Ask them about the web-to-web handshake. And we're just really excited to have him here to guide us through this conversation. I think it will be really helpful for you as parents.
All right, we got some questions for you, Mr. Mo.
I like questions.
Now, I see you in your office, and I see little people going in there all the time.
All day long. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel nice and tall.
He's popular. You
know. And they ask some deep questions.
They do.
They ask some deep questions.
They do.
So I just want to know, what are 6th through 8th graders mm-hmm. asking you about Jesus, if anything?
Yeah, this is a great question. There's a few topics that tend to come up a lot when it comes to their curiosity around scripture, what we talk about in chapel, but really there's one that rises to the top.
Okay.
And it's how, Mr. Mo, these things that you're talking about, how is this, or how do I make this relative to my life? Mm. Like, you know, I want to know, how do I live this out? Which is a great question, because I think that we're trained, we are conditioned to always be thinking like, okay, why is this important? And if it's not, I can dish it and then move on to what is important.
Totally.
And so when we talk about the principles, the teachings of Jesus, the fact that the Bible gives us an answer about how we got here, creation, what it all means, what it means to be human, what is right living, what are things that we should maybe stay away from and put boundaries in our life, what are things that we should drive toward so that we can thrive in life. We get into those conversations as a result of this this question, mm-hmm. but one of the things that I tend to always try to keep in front of the students is that although you might not be seeing something practical or applicable in your life in the moment because of maybe something we talked about in Bible class or chapel or whatever, it doesn't invalidate the truth of the Bible. It doesn't make the Bible any less meaningful or important to humanity because of all the things that it expresses. We just might be, you know, sifting, you know, the soil of the scripture in a way where we're not seeing it. But when we keep going, it becomes the golden ticket in our life to help us express who we are as human and our identity and moving forward in all aspects of what we're looking for in life. So...
That's awesome. It's not shocking to me that students are asking about relevancy mm-hmm. to themselves. As we discussed, like behavioral norms and also emotional norms, those are really self-centered spaces, and that's developmentally appropriate mm-hmm. That students are trying to figure that out. And if we're honest, us as adults, we're also looking for relevancy to ourselves in most situations. Mm-hmm. Like if it's not relevant to us, we're trying to like bag it and throw it and trying to sift through what is important. So
one more thing to this though, and I'm going to tie this into something you said, Mrs. Cuckoo. Something came up the other day with a couple students. They wanted to know what Jesus thought about them. Mm. But I was like, whoa, that's a great question.
Mm, yeah.
So we can go to clear passages. Right. He loves you.
Right.
He died for you.
Totally.
Right? However, do you ever think about that question related to your parents or maybe your teachers? If you're thinking what Jesus thinks about me, where else are you thinking about that in your life? So coming back to when we get out of the car on time, say 7:45, as opposed to 8 o'clock when school starts at 8, kids arrive and the reason they're more comfortable in class is because of that time to go to the locker or whatever. They're not thinking, what is the teacher thinking about me for being late? We've removed it because of our commitment to getting where we need to go. Now, that's just one example. And we talked through this the other day. I was like, hey, so when you show up late to something or you haven't gotten something done, is that on your mind too? Mm-hmm. you're thinking, what does this adult think about me? And across the board, the kids were like, yes, I do.
Of course.
So I was like, wow, what an insight, right?
And I mean, it also shows that their respect level for us and maybe their respect level for God himself. Mm. And this kind of moves into that. It's a discipline type of thing that they're working on.
Yes.
So with chapel, in Bible, as we move around our students, what disciplines do we want them to walk away from here with? Whether they use them or not, like, it is imperative that we make room for these disciplines in their life.
Number one is become reflective.
Yes.
Right? So one of the things that we deal with all the time, especially Miss A in her office, is we are constantly putting out these truths, how to navigate owning your response, but without reflecting, like at the end of the day, or having a little journal, or just even thinking about how things played out and what our role is, and being honest with ourselves, what happens is we engage in activities like drama.
Yeah.
Which happens all the time around here.
High level.
Especially like over, you know, where we've got it here at the middle school, but over at the high school, like, guys, why is it so hard to listen to the skills that we're giving you about reflection and prayer and taking ownership? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't even show up in your life.
Right.
And then, but drama becomes the dominant thing. And then, like, where's the Lord in this? Like, I don't see God. And then the question of, how is this relative in my life? Well, there's also a part of taking ownership that you got to be disciplined with. One of the things is taking time to reflect on your life, even at a young age.
Right.
What has gone on? Talk about it. Write it out. We believe in prayer around here, a form of communication with the Lord. And we try to model and teach our students what prayer is, what it looks like, what it feels like, how to express it. Taking time to be silent and just be present with yourself. We live in a busy world, so our minds are dominated by the things around us. So a discipline of just learning how to be quiet and sit still, maybe go outside, look around, be curious. All of those things are great disciplines to have a healthy mind. And the Bible teaches these things.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So on our podcast, mostly parents are listening, but I know some students are listening, and I know that our parents would love to hear, like, okay, maybe their child's new to faith. Maybe they're new to faith as a family. They are in relationship with Jesus. They want to grow in that relationship. What is one, not even three, one thing that you would encourage parents to do with their child to help nurture this relationship that they've just maybe walked into or been in a while?
You see what she did? She gave me one because they want to end this podcast on time.
No. I want people to really focus on one thing.
I have four, but I'm gonna go with this one and then we'll see where it goes.
Maybe you can do more.
Okay, but I can be quick the other. But if I were to pick one, it would be really easy to go to prayer. But we want to get really practical.
Yeah.
Because if you're listening to this, you're all coming from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Some of you raised in the church. Some of you, you're getting exposed to things through your kids here at Oaks because of how we bring scripture and faith into this.
Right.
I would begin with how you sit around the table and ask questions about what did you learn in chapel or Bible class this week or today? What's one thing that stood out to you? Mm-hmm. And let's talk about it. Begin there. That's the simplest thing to do, because they're going to remember something that was said in chapel or something that was talked about in Bible class. Or you could have a scripture. You could just open up the Bible, look for the book of Psalms or the book of Proverbs, read something, and then just ask, what do you think that means? What stands out to you? That's it. You could just do that.
Awesome.
It would take off and lead
and
to
go
a lot of different directions.
And your kids probably would get super, they might start to look forward to that time because number one, it's a conversation starter about something that they remember from school, mm-hmm. and it's still focused around them, which, you know, we want a lot of attention right now. Yep. So you're starting there, but you guys are learning together. So
and I understand who I'm talking to. There was a time in our life where we didn't have a kitchen table. Mm-hmm. And I could see the detriment of us not sitting down as a family at the kitchen table, because we were doing soccer, we were doing football, we were doing all the sports, lacrosse, everything. So we always had an excuse of why we weren't sitting down, and we were just grab and go. But when I was like, we need to buy a kitchen table, and we need to have at least one day a week that we're sitting down, and it changed the dynamic of our family. And
simple things
had to lead things. Like, hey, at least one time we're going to sit around and we're going to have, there's no phones on the table. There's no TV on. It's just, we're just talking. And sometimes it's, where's it going to go? And we laugh. Sometimes it gets serious. Sometimes there's a little tension because, yeah. you know, you get at each other, but mm-hmm. that's how families grow together.
I love it. I love it. Is there any other one that you're like just dying to share with us? Cause I cut you down.
No, you know what? I think one that I heard from the kids, this okay. is really important to them,
yeah.
is like, don't be preaching at them if you ain't doing it yourself.
Ooh, yes. They walk that walk.
They dislike that. There's other words they use
you
with
know,
me.
There's another term, walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. I like that. It's a song, but we're not going to sing that when we already sang today.
There was a young lady that said to me yesterday, when it came to like this growth and disciplines, she said, I really like talking about how faith, these are her words. I wrote them down.
I really
like talking about how faith leads to good places.
Mm.
This was an eighth grader.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And that's one that you got to kind of keep at the forefront as you're walking through life,
mm-hmm.
that faith leads to good places. It doesn't say when.
No.
Hey, let's stay positive.
That is positive. That's just reality. You know, like it's okay. It's reality. We don't know when.
I love what you're saying, Mr. Mo, around connection, because we talked about that last week with emotional health. And I think they do go hand in hand. As much as your child may be pushing you away, they want to connect with you. And this topic of spiritual health is a great way to do that. And you can be really creative about how you do it.
If you really want to stretch yourself, parents,
I think they do.
You could ask your kids a very bold question.
Ooh.
And say, hey, as your mom or your dad, I'm always trying to grow myself. Could you give me one thing, one area that might frustrate you about my parenting with you? And maybe one thing that you love about my parenting with you, that you appreciate? And when they see you exercise the ability to take some criticism in a healthy way out of love, they begin to be able to take criticism themselves. And when they see you do something about it, this in my life began with my wife. I asked her these questions about my leadership as a husband and dad in the home. What frustrates you? Give me one. I'm human. I can only handle so much at one time.
Right, right, right. You can all only handle so much.
And then I asked her, what's something that you love about how I lead and being your husband and being a dad? And we talked about it. And that led into, I'm taking the same question to my kids. And that became a culture norm in always sharing with each other. And we all do it now.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I'd really encourage you guys to do that with your family. You will reap great benefits. Mm-hmm. It might hurt a little bit,
but you can.
You'll reap great benefits. So thank you, Mr. Mo, for all that insight.
Mm-hmm.
The verse of the week.
Well,
are we not going to the
verse
of the week?
We got one more thing. Where is it?
I just got one more thing. Mr. Mo does that often, guys. He's got one more thing.
No, actually, nope. The things were in the last question we've already covered, so we're good. So the Bible verse for this week to close comes out of the book of Matthew. And it's found in Matthew chapter 6. And there it begins in context where Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, why do you worry? Why do you guys worry about what you're going to wear or what you're going to eat or where you're going to rest your head? And then he says, go look at the birds. Go look at the animals in the field. They don't worry about that. Why? Go look at the flowers in the field. They don't worry about that. Aren't you greater than they? Therefore, don't worry, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you.
There it is, folks.
Beautiful. For call to action, I heard so many things in what Mr. Mo shared that could be a call to action, right? So if any of those spoke to you, we encourage you to pursue them. But we also just want to invite you to chapel.
Come to chapel.
Yeah. Come to chapel. It's always an open invite. It's on Thursday mornings, either at 8:15 or 8:45. All you have to do is look at your student's schedule. And it would just be a really beautiful way to carry this conversation we're having here at school beyond the four walls of mm-hmm. Oaks Christian.
Yeah, I think big takeaway today is have conversations. Be vulnerable. Yeah.
Mm.
Be vulnerable. Get a kitchen table and sit around it.
Amen.
At least once a week.
Make sure you give holy handshakes to each other.
Holy handshakes. be curious together.
Yeah.
And those seems like those are the points. I love it. Until next time.
Amen.
We are in the middle with you.